After rising 50% in value since 1995, the dollar has begun to slide in the past several weeks. It is now at a 16-month low against the euro and a 6-month low against Japan's currency, the yen. The turnaround has some analysts suggesting it's the end of a strong dollar era and that a weaker dollar, a sluggish stock market, and greater inflation lie ahead. Joining us to talk about it is Mark Zandi of Economy.com. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
What's causing this slide in the dollar?
Well, there's no one reason, but there are several important ones. First, the U.S. economy is struggling a bit, and we're starting to see some improvement in the economies overseas, and that's causing some of the weakness in the dollar. Also, the dollar benefited enormously at the end of last year to a global flight to quality. When anything is going wrong anywhere in the world, global investors want to be in the U.S. economy, and that helped to support the dollar. Now that some of the worst fears have abated about the global economy, we're seeing that flight to quality unwind. And I think also there's some concern among global investors about corporate scandals and lack of good information about U.S. companies. That's weighing on the dollar as well.
So where is the money going now?
There's no one place that seems to be the beneficiary of these reversals in capital flows. My guess is that we're seeing some improved demand for Japanese assets. The Japanese stock market has improved a little bit over the last couple, 3 months. And we've seen some improved investing in Europe as well. So it's not going to just one place. It's going to a multitude of places.
What about the fact, though, that the U.S. has these wonderful productivity numbers that continue to rise? And productivity, that is the amount that each worker can produce per hour worked, is rising, suggests that the U.S. economy will continue to be profitable and maybe more profitable than other economies. So why, in the face of that fundamental, very strong number, do investors feel like they can get a better return somewhere else?
Well, the U.S. dollar will remain strong. What's going on now is that it's just extraordinarily strong. It soared to extraordinary heights that could not be sustained. But you're right, the strong U.S. productivity, the prospects for good returns on investments in the U.S. will continue to support the dollar. The dollar will remain a good, solid currency, just not as strong as what we've seen.
So you're suggesting that this might be a healthy development, but does it suggest that there's some kind of underlying problem with the health of the U.S. economy, or is this just something that needed to happen?
There is this imbalance, and that is the large U.S. Trade deficit and current account deficit. We import much more than we export, and that trade deficit is just going to get worse over the course of the next year or two. And it's very, very large, and it's something that can't continue without creating great difficulties down the road.
What are the implications of a weaker dollar for Americans?
There will be winners and there will be losers. Winners would include manufacturers, those that compete in global markets. It would be beneficial for U.S. corporations who have large overseas operations. Now, there will be some losers. U.S. consumers will be hurt. We as U.S. consumers have benefited enormously from a very strong dollar in the form of falling prices for imported product. And U.S. financial markets probably would feel it. Global investors, at least at first, would be a little bit less willing to buy our bonds and our stocks, and that might hurt. And that may mean we may face somewhat higher fixed mortgage rates. I mean, one of the reasons why fixed mortgage rates have been so extraordinarily low is because global investors have been very interested in buying U.S. mortgage-backed bonds. And, of course, the demand for that would be undermined a bit if the dollar is sinking in value.
Thanks very much.
John, it was a pleasure.
Mark Zandi of Economy.com talking to us about a slide in the value of the dollar.